This is Tuesday, April the 2nd. Happy Easter week. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Now this week, we've taken a special interest in the resources that flow from Jesus' death and resurrection. You see, the resurrection was just not a nice idea that the disciples and first believers shared with the world. Jesus opened the way in his death to a whole new way of living for us. So think about it with me today. The Apostle Paul explained to the church in Corinth, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. That's 1 Corinthians 15, 17-20. Paul the Apostle here is saying that if Jesus has not been raised, then our faith is empty. What does he mean by that? Well, Jesus promised his disciples that though he would die, he would rise again. And if this did not happen, then his promises would be found to be empty. And his promise, the one he's given us, for eternal life also could not be trusted. What we discover when we look at the resurrection is that our faith rises or falls with it. That's why the Apostle Paul spends so much time in his letter to the church in Corinth explaining why we know the resurrection happened. Paul says that if Jesus has not been raised from the dead, we are a sorry lot. We've trusted in what is a fraud. And Jesus cannot help us if he's not alive. On Easter Sunday, we looked at the way the disciples were changed by the resurrection. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, the disciples felt an acute fear. They too might be arrested and face the authorities for being Jesus' disciples. So they went into hiding. Only one disciple was at the cross, that's the Apostle John. Some even began to return home because they thought Jesus' movement was over and his mission had failed. Luke tells us of two followers of Jesus who were headed home on the road to Emmaus. They lost hope, but Jesus came and walked with them. Jesus did not allow them to recognize him at first. He asked them what had happened in Jerusalem and why they were so down. Here's what happened. Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along the road?" They stood still, their faces downcast, and one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel." This is Luke chapter 24, verse 17 to 21. Now, of course, you can hear their sadness. They do not know about Jesus' resurrection. They think hope has died along with Jesus. No doubt the disciples believe this as well. What would they do? They had left everything to follow Jesus. They had the hope that he was the Messiah. Indeed, they believed he was God's anointed one. But how could he be so if this happened to him? The cross was nothing more than shame and disgrace. Now here's the question we have at this point. If Jesus was not raised from the dead, what caused the disciples to cross the Roman Empire from one side to the other, sharing the good news that Jesus was alive? 10 of the 12 were put to death for sharing this message. Really, would they give up their lives for something they knew to be false? If the message of the resurrection was a fraud? Charles Colson was an attorney serving President Richard Nixon as the Watergate scandal began coming to light in the early 1970s. Those that joined in the conspiracy didn't last one weekend before one of them turned state's evidence to rat out all the others. Colson later realized that there was no way the disciples would have risked their lives if they knew the message about Jesus was not true. Certainly one of them quickly would have come out and said so. Do you think the Apostle Peter would have been asked to be crucified upside down for sharing the message about Jesus? Or that the Apostle Paul would have been beheaded for sharing the message? Colson ended up coming to faith in Christ during this time, and his life was completely changed by Jesus. This is where the boldness of the disciples came from. Jesus met them, and Jesus passed along to them the apostolic faith, the faith they went out to share with the world. Before they saw Jesus alive, they were hiding in fear, but days later, they stand before the religious leaders boldly proclaiming Jesus. These were the same leaders that Jesus himself had stood before, and the disciples did it without fear. Here's what the book of Acts tells us. When they, that is the religious leaders, saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. That's Acts 4:13. Yes, the religious leaders were astonished by the boldness of these men. Where did this come from? They had seen Jesus. Of course, this causes us to wonder how we might live if we trusted that Jesus is alive, that he was raised from the dead. How would our fears melt away? How would we trust that we are secure in Christ and alive in him? If you trusted in Christ, this is where you are, alive in him as well. In the plans of God, and in the plans of God, you are already seated with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Father God, teach us how to rest in Jesus, your Son. Remind us that we are alive in him, that we do not need to live in fear. For in his name we pray. Amen.